Good evening. This is the discussion group of the NLA. It's held every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We talk about anything you want because the floor is yours. Please be respectful of people, and if you're not, I might mute you for a little bit. You can always unmute yourself as soon as you want. My name is Terry, and I enjoy hosting this discussion group, and I look forward to hearing some good things. This is where we open the floor to you, so you decide what the topic is, and you decide what should be said about it. I want to remind everyone that the views expressed are those of the individuals who are expressing them, and not necessarily the National Liberty Alliance or the NLA. So with that, I leave the floor open, and we can talk about anything you like. So the floor is yours.
Florsheim, huh?
I bet my shoe, yeah.
Yep, you bet your shoe. Well, that was really an exciting topic. I'm glad we discussed that.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm just now getting in. You wouldn't believe a horrifying nightmare week and everything. I got all the paperwork put in place, but we took another step, because everybody looked at it and said, wow, your property, everything is paid for. I said, what I've been saying is for the past 6 years. And another thing, too, because, you know, I've always been an advocate for education, elderly, disability. I'd worked in all this stuff for the past 48 years. And I said quite a few times, who paid for your degree from the law school, from the education and all that? Because a lot of these people were doing so-called jobs with these fake titles, but none of them knew it. And I'm so glad that that was exposed. You know, but the scary thing of it is you got all these people with these fake degrees that can't teach children, that are not lawyers, that are not nurses and what have you. And this is a very scary situation, you know, because you look at a lot of the students that came out of school, which I've been saying it and seen it for many years, and when they get an attitude with you, I said, well, why are you screaming if I'm asking a question? Because they don't know how to answer it, okay? And their backs are basically up against the wall, you know? And when we were working, we had to know our job, do it, and if you didn't know it, ask the question. But make sure you know what you're talking about. And it's really frightening and sad today. Everybody wants the money, but nobody wants to do the job. And these young people today, a lot of them, they are the most disrespectful, incompetent people that have these titles. Even when you speak to our governors and our the senators and the people that work for them, no one knows their job. They're given all the wrong answers, you know. And I says, you know, when in doubt, please check it out, you know. I said, just going down to the Social Security, I got 13 different figures, 18 different answers. No one's on the same page, and they give you a standard answer for one. They give you one standard answer for 15 different questions. I said, something's wrong with this picture. So where is the money going? And I had an encounter today. So what we definitely need to do, and I did this, and I said, oh, my God, we should have been doing, you know, and make sure whoever we speak to, jot it down, then get it notarized, then do a subpoena, and I would also take it to the federal government, because the federal, even like for my property that's being foreclosed on, that it's all paid, and everybody's looking at it like, wait a minute, but this is paid for. And so they see, and I said, but you've been saying this all along. No kidding. you know. I filed the papers that you had that at the federal court. I got a quick answer back. So what I did, I went to the U.S. Attorney's office and with the case, and now it's a criminal. So now they're investigating my home. Now my our relative had passed, and this nurse Dave, we kind of think it might have been like a foul play. She lied and said she was his daughter. We never even saw or heard of this woman. So anyways, my other relatives, they live out of state, so they asked me, they go, could you handle it? And I said, yeah. I said, you know. So I went to the town hall, filed the papers for the deed, and I said, well, there's two nieces, because they never had no children. They were the goddaughters, and they're up there in age, and one lives out in the Midwest in California, the other one lives in Virginia. And the property's close to me, so I said I filed it. They gave me a written, sworn, notarized affidavit for me to be handled and be in charge. Now, when we went there in November for the probate, there was no will. Today, they said, oh, this attorney. I said, wait a minute. He's the flimsy attorney that I wrote the warrant out on back in May, and the Trumbull police and all them went there and called him, and he would never respond. And all of a sudden, now Will appears. Well, obviously, he's an attorney, so he could make up and backtrack anything he wants to. But no one knew him nor her, you know? And I said, show us the proof of claim and stuff like that. So now they took the case, and this is what they're doing to a lot of the cases right now. They're taking them out of your county, and they may put it in another state or at the other corner of the state. So it's going to be impossible for you to get there. You know? So this is a criminal act that these attorneys and all them are pulling on people. So we got to file another complaint and an investigation. I have never seen such horrifying corruption in all my life. And so was this really happening to all the people all along when nobody was really paying attention, you know? But everybody better keep their eyes and ears open on what's going on around them. Is there any questions? I'm just so fed up with it all. You know, because I got to go to court on Monday, and they want to do a short, terminate me out my house after 19 years after it's been paid for, and they owe me over $250,000 that they ripped off from me.
That's kind of scary.
Well, yeah. This is what they've been doing to a lot of people, though. But see, I worked in this, you know, I worked in the tax and did the recordings. So, you know what? It was, the average Joe Smoke probably would have never picked up what I did, you know? But, you know, thank God for the call.
Well, did you say that you moved it into the federal court?
Yes, I did. And she, she turned around and said, what did she say? That she wasn't going to do anything or whatever. But I said, wait a second. So I contacted the office back, and it just so happened, I think I knew of her, which I heard that she's not really the sharpest tool. But there's a past history that I know of this person, and I had not yet heard from her again. Because when I send the other papers, what I will do is send the other stamped documents, the federal documents, because now it is under the federal investigation, the U.S. state attorney. So they're going to assign it to an agent.
Well, I hope that happens.
Huh?
I hope that happens. I hope it works the way you think it should.
Well, I'm praying to Jehovah God and Jesus Christ. You know, but it's just been one thing after another.
Yeah, you've been going through it for several years now.
Yeah.
And it's been a full-time job just to keep it just to tread water.
Right. But you know what? It's just like all that I've learned, everybody, even two of the professors said, I need to, what do you call it? I could do a thesis paper. She goes, because I taught them all so much, and I said, well, look, I've learned from NLA. We learned from so many different people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I realized that these attorneys and four judges recused themselves, and four sets of attorneys recused themselves from me. And I said, wait a second. I realized I know more than these attorneys. And I said, and one guy said, oh, I never heard of that. I said, excuse me, where did you buy your license? Where did you get your law degree? And he told me he went to, what was that school in New York? He went to Fordham or one of the other. And I said, and you don't know these basic simple things? I said, I would never want you for my attorney.
Yeah, I'm sure he appreciated that.
Well, but I'm just saying, as a matter of fact, I think he worked for, was it Blumenthal or Murphy? One of them, you know? And
yeah.
I said, you know, but they got all these people and a lot of them are their families. They all give them the fake degrees. They make the laws. They break the laws. They give up what they want to give up, you know?
Yeah.
And people clearly see, I mean, it's so corrupted in the cities, in the towns, our crazy mayor, the town. It's just so much corruption. It's horrifying. I have never seen so much. They got the feds in our city right now because it's just so much craziness. You know, did you hear about the 17 cops that falsified legal documents?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, well, that's going on in Connecticut right now. Check on your YouTube, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 17 cops. I think there was like 47 or 50 that were involved. What happened, there was a grandmother they dragged down the steps at her grandchild's birthday party, and she couldn't speak any English. And I guess, I don't know whether a fight broke out and they were being attacked or whatever the case was. But make a long story short, the 17, I don't even know how many, but they all wrote the report that they were being attacked and all this other stuff. Lo and behold, little do they know that this house, I think the guy was in as a Navy SEAL, somebody who lived in that area, or somebody in that house, because I just got parts of the story. But they said that, I guess, they had the cameras inside and outside the house. And they all falsified the documents. So there is some indictments coming down. Two of them committed suicide. Two of the cops committed suicide. One committed suicide the Saturday before last. You know. But it's something big, but they're still, you know, you're hearing bits and pieces of the story. But you can find that on YouTube about the Bridgeport, Connecticut. But there's so much going on all over.
I will look it up.
Yeah. You know, and the corruption in the courts, you know, and the illegal foreclosures.
Just never seems to end, does it?
No. And Connecticut it's horrible. It's horrible. I don't know if anybody has any questions for me. I just wanted to share that with you because I hadn't been on the call in a long time and I'm just tired right now. But I want to.
I understand.
Yeah. But how's everybody?
As far as I know, everyone's all right.
You got a lot of snow where you are?
Oh, we had some the other day, yesterday, but not today.
Okay. Ours was like almost 60 degrees. Our snow's all almost melted.
Ours is just about melted also.
Oh, that's
ours good. Looks pretty good today.
Yeah, because that Midwest and stuff in Colorado, oh my God, those poor people. That Midwest in California. Yeah. It's quiet tonight.
That's usually how it gets started. It starts slowly and builds, and then nobody wants to stop the conversation later on. So just hang loose, let there be some quiet, and we'll see if anybody starts.
Well, one other thing nobody's talking about, because there's so much going on. President Trump, he's not going to refund any of those grants. You know what he's saying? Drain the swamp. And I also forgot to tell you another incident that happened to me today with the Social, well, I did tell you about the Social Security. And I said, so where is my pension going for my husband? Oh, well, that goes in a general fund so other people can get it. Excuse me? This is what this crazy woman told me today. And I'm 39 months shy of not... They owe me 39 months back pay.
Wow.
And yeah. So I got to bring that to the... I mean, this is crazy what's going on.
And it shouldn't be.
Exactly. And they give you the same standard answer. Oh, no, you can get this. No, you can't get that. And I was so frustrated when I went down to our Social Security office. And they were, it was, you know, I have no problem. You know your job, do your job. It was all these young Hispanic people. I don't even know where they were from here or what. And then they started getting nasty. They were hollering at me, all the other seniors, everybody. And they said, we didn't like it there. They'll leave. You know? Because it's almost time for them to go home.
Yeah, they don't understand. They're a little myopic.
But I can you, I don't give a, if you're in there, you're staying until you get that work done. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I mean, the way, and then they don't know what they're talking about. Then, the most embarrassing, insulting thing, it wasn't embarrassing, it was insulting to me and everybody else there, they started talking in another language in front of all of us, like they were talking about
oh,
us.
Gosh.
And I said,
That is awful.
I said, you don't do that. Because you know what? I said, I did hear one of the words you said, and I understood it. You were cursing about me. You know?
Yeah.
It's just terrible. It is terrible.
My.
The mannerism of these, it's terrible. It's terrible. And I mean, it's not just them. It's all. I don't care whether you're green, white, black, purple, pink. These young, a lot of them don't have no mannerism whatsoever. Very disrespectful.
Definitely a shame.
Yeah. You know, but just staying close to Jehovah, but just having that peace of mind. But as I said, I'm getting tired here. You know, so, you know, anybody have, you know, if they have anything to say or whatever.
Yeah, I give them a minute. Anybody have the floor?
Yeah, I got something I want to say.
Well, let's
hear it. Winter from Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to read this letter that I just got drafted and outlined for the Secretaries of Education.
Okay.
This is how it reads so far. We left England in the 1600s for a reason, and it appears that we have fallen prey to the snare again. Luckily, our founding fathers have left us a roadmap to follow to restore liberty to the lost republic of honor, justice, and mercy. The free, governed by consent course, compiled by John Darash, has the knowledge needed to understand our rights and our powers and how and when to exercise them And we have created, and we, the leadership of National Liberty Alliance, has created a National Educational Challenge 2020. And we wanted to introduce it to you folks first, since you are the tip of the spear when it comes to the knowledge being presented to the future generations of people. Leave no existing authority not responsible to the people. Thomas Jefferson. Our mission is to enlighten the citizenry is indispensable for the proper functioning of a republic. And we are going to educate the people expediently and efficiently to who we are, what our rights and the responsibility that encompass those rights under the founding documents. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's by Thomas Jefferson. We cannot have liberty and justice for all without having government by consent. As Thomas Jefferson said, if a people expect to be agent and free, they expect not what, expect never what was and what never will be. And we in America have the government by majority. We the government by majority who participate. Some of the people, save the people to save the republic for 2020. This challenge to you in particular is to take this course and see how it can be worked into the future planning sessions to incorporate this course into the junior and senior years of graduating students. This course adds a wealth of information and gives power to the individual who accepts the responsibilities of the knowledge and claims their stations in society as who we are as American people. Yeah, that was all I got.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
A lot of it's a lot of quotes from Thomas Jefferson.
Which is good.
Well, I mean, they're all relevant now.
For sure.
That's just an outline. That's not,
That's the draft.
Written in stone, but it's a starting point.
Yep, that's a starting point. I agree.
And the other thing was, like I say, in order for the grand jury, the common law grand jury, to have its status in society, without a doubt, we have to be acknowledged by the executive committee, by the executive branch, by the judiciary, and by Congress. Now, the judiciary has already accepted us. Anton Scalia has already quite eloquently pointed out who we are.
Well,
President Trump
accepted us, have they?
President Trump has already claimed that he wants to return the republic to the people. And if he does so, if he claims that to be so, then he understands what that consists of. And he knows, as the people claiming their station in the judiciary, as overseers and authority of the grand jury, not the fox, the bar that's always been there. We're just claiming what our ancestors failed to claim in 1787. Now we know, we're now claiming it. That's all there is to it. I mean, that's what it is, period. And, everybody's got to accept that. Congress is going to have to fund it. Congress will have to fund the grand jury. Now, it's probably up to the leadership to put together, an office, put together a four grand jury person office and figure out what they need for office supplies for one office. And then we can just multiply that on a scale to how many offices there are. As far as a budget goes, the same thing will go for, paper clips and staples. All that there needs to be put together. Someone's going to have to do a detail of an office, what it's going to require to run an office in order to put it on a budget to graduate it for how many offices we're going to have. The Congress is going to have to budget that, but we're going to have a budget prepared to present to them.
Yeah, so, I think you're right.
Yeah, there ought to be a committee established in order to do that. I mean,
well, it's not a committee. Go ahead and do it, and then let people. The best way.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just one of those things that has to be done. I mean,
yeah. So you do it.
Most of the bills that are presented to Congress are written way, way in advance.
The best way to attract people who want to help is to do it. And then as they come together, you work with them on it. And then, you know, after a while, you and the people who, you know, volunteer themselves, they begin to want to help and they want to work on the team. And you can accomplish amazing things. So I agree. Sit down and work out what the budget be, multiply it out and say, we need this. Or maybe do it.
He's good at that. He's good at that. You can do that easy.
Yeah, I'll take on those tasks.
He's the man. He can do it.
I yield.
Hello, this is California Fred.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Yeah, am I welcome?
Sure, go ahead, Fred.
I got like a few questions. One would be, are we going to have another Friday night meeting like last week? The second question would be Brill. Did Brill publish any of the information that she was going to publish?
Not to my knowledge.
Has she gotten with John yet and told him about the 13th Amendment?
If she has, she hasn't told me about it.
Oh, okay, because I figured you'd be the one to know.
yeah, I should know, but she hasn't communicated to me in the last 2 or 3 days now.
Oh,
and I figured she was off being busy doing all that type of stuff you just asked about. And
yeah.
I don't know if there's a meeting tomorrow or not. I guess we should tap into Jan. Jan, do you got any comments?
Yeah. She was going to send it to me as soon as she got it finished, and I haven't gotten it yet, so I assume she hasn't finished it yet.
Well, our conversation on Friday, she was going to put a lot of thought into this because when she publishes it, she wants it to be all entailing. Anyway, that's the message I got from her. And I think she's very comprehensive when she takes pen to paper.
Yeah, when she does that, she usually comes out with something very good. So I don't know where she's at. I'll try and reach out to her later and see where she's at. And I appreciate you asking.
I really respect Brill.
I do too.
You know, I came down on her like a ton of bricks. But it was all in good faith. It was kind of to wake her up a little bit. She was talking about land patents, and I was trying to caution her that when you deal with going back in history, there was a time women were not allowed to own property in America, and they weren't allowed to vote. And by going back at certain times in the land patent process, you have to make sure that the Indians in the area had also given up their property rights.
Yeah, they were defrauded, I think.
Whether they were defrauded or not, without that legalese in there, it presents another hoop to jump over. Remember, sir, I'm not trying to be devil's advocate here. I'm merely trying to point out that when you go back in time, you have to be very cautious about who you're representing and what you're trying to do because it could backfire on you.
Very true.
That's the only point I was trying to make.
Well, you know what? She listened to everybody the other night.
I didn't bring it up the other night. This was way back when I brought this in.
But she listened to everybody the other night. And I think she got a lot out of it. She took a lot of notes. And she really hasn't talked to me much. Maybe I think she's probably talked to Jan more than she has me.
Well, I think Brill is a pretty good researcher, and I think she's got her nose in the books. She's probably looking up writs and other things that might have some kind of power. That's what I was trying to tell John, was in our court battle, we don't need to challenge a judge or any kind of magistrate. What we need to do is get a hold of the jury and have the jury decide, and have the foreman of that jury be the judge. And when you can convene that, then you've got something. And you don't show up with 12. You show up with 25 people.
Yeah.
So your grand jury is a full complement, talking to 12 petite jurors. And you tell them, you demand to talk to their grand jury and start formal charges against the judiciary. We, the people, are here to take back our courts. I mean, you're only going to get what you demand. You're not going to get anything that you don't demand. These people, they're criminals. You got to treat them like criminals. Get out the way. We came to see the jury. But yeah, that's my opinion.
I got a point here that we don't own our property. We just rent it based on its value from our county government and our property taxes. Yeah. I want to figure out how to not do that. I want to know how we can own our property.
As I understand it, there's a method by which you create a corporation soul, and you donate all of your property to a corporation soul, and it becomes like a church. The church doesn't pay taxes. As a corporation soul, you can pass it on to your next overseer. You can create as many sub-corporate souls as you wish. If you wanted to divide your property up into, say, six kids, you can make six separate corporate souls for each of the children and name each one of them as the overseer of that specific corporate soul. There's no inheritance tax. You pay no property taxes. You can file for an allodial title, but you have to go back in your land patent office and do a land patent on it. You have to file back when the place was first became a property and the Indian ceded the rights. And then you name the people, and you go back to that postage stamp and claim it.
The only allodial title in the United States to date is in Texas.
No, it was.
Well, Texas has a different...
Not anymore. There aren't any more.
There's no more allodial titles anywhere.
Yeah, they're done.
Texas is a different state. Texas, when they fought Santa Ana and won their independence, they're the only state in the Union that when they signed up to be a member of the 50 states, they reserved the right to back out at any time that they felt threatened. Right there in the state constitution.
All states have had the same opportunity because all states have their own individual state constitution. See, that's what makes them their own country. And our county government is really its own state within that country.
Yeah, but they did away with all that. They did away with all that in the Generic Act in 1871 when they decided to make corporations out of all the states.
Right, but that all being null and void, all that being null and void.
That's another whole argument where the de jure governments are vacant because they're occupied by these people who are members of a corporation.
But that argument needs to be made.
Does he know anybody with an allodial title?
Yeah, but that argument needs to be made because that is what's going to happen when we assume our stations in the judiciary.
Well, okay.
So we have to accept the facts of what's going to be when we assume our station.
Well, that's what Brill is in the process of doing. She's publishing our Bill of Rights, and one of our rights is to own property unbeholden to anyone. That means you don't have to pay property taxes to rent it from some bozo that's trying to steal it from you.
Right. And I have an update on
that. That
she was a proper young lady.
Property being would be anything that you purchase or have in your possession.
That's right. A gun, a knife, a car, your dirt you're living on, your barn,
right.
Your house, any damn thing. And you're supposed to
right.
defend it with deadly force. That means you grab the gun. Yeah,
once you buy it and you pay that tax on it, you're done.
Ask him if he knows anybody with an allodial title.
Do you know anybody with an allodial title?
No, and it's not called allodial. It's called a freehold,
freehold?
Be simple is the title.
Now,
I've heard a lot of oxymorons talk about allodial title and how some people are, I don't know.
I think I'm under the impression here in the state of Tennessee that if your property is classified as private property, it's not taxable either.
Okay, do yourself a big favor here. Get online and look up the Bouvier Law Dictionary, because that was the dictionary that was circulated when they wrote the Constitution. And see if you can find the word allodial title. And look up the words fee simple. You see, most of the titles that they're using today, like grant deed or reconveyance, or those are all instruments of banking, and they were all brought about by the robbers, the thieves, the bankers, along with the lawyers.
Right. But all that became null and void to us in 1781 or 1871.
All of that became a new reality for America in 1871 when the carpetbaggers
right.
went through the South trying to collect back taxes from the Civil War.
Right.
The whole Civil War was fought over taxation of the South. It didn't have a damn thing to do with slavery. The only reason slavery was even brought up is because if they didn't bring up slavery, England would have joined forces with the South and taken over the North.
Yeah, they had to write that 14th Amendment.
They had slavery since the beginning of time.
Not only that, they had forces in Canada and they had forces in Mexico that were waiting for the Civil War to kill each other off so they could come in and take over.
Yeah.
I mean, if you start reading a little history, it's going to open your eyes up. We're very lucky to be here.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I've, you know, this bit of information that you get right here would be good to incorporate into a video that, you know, John and Gerard could make on presenting the course Government by Consent to get people's attention and how close we were to losing our republic back then.
Well, have you ever heard of a gentleman called Smedley Butler?
Yes, I read his book.
I haven't.
Well, Smedley Butler was a Marine general. Do you want to tell him about that gentleman, sir? Or, I mean, Terry?
No, but I do want to update. Brill is working with Stolian Red at the moment. I would have been there, but I was doing this call. And she's working on that public notice right now as we speak. And so she's not going to be ready for about 30 minutes. She said she could come in 30 minutes, but I told her, nope, it'll be over by then. So that's the update.
Could you ask her one little question?
I can try.
Well, these people have been bringing up this allodial title nonsense. Brill is a researcher. She knows the law. She digs deep. And as far as I can remember, it's the fee simple is the document that you own the property outright and you filed a homestead on it.
Yeah, there's different terms. And, yeah. So I'm not going to get into that one right now because I don't know my stuff well enough to say yay barely.
Well, in California, there was one family that had a Spanish land grant that was huge. I mean, it was twice as big as the L.A. Basin.
Yeah.
And California wanted to tax these people and tax them and tax them, and finally they did. But that's our criminal government. It's like Social Security. You know, they keep raising the age limit, reducing the benefits, and giving it to people that never paid into it, like any illegal alien that can swim a border. Now, I'm going to let the real people talk. Adios.
Oh, no, okay. Fred, you didn't have to leave. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to infer that.
No, I just don't want to dominate the conversation.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
There are many voices out there that need to be heard. I hope I said something that triggers a response.
Well, did we lose the call, or did everybody run out of gas?
Well, I don't know. Was that trigger for me?
Or whomever would like to speak. I guess no one's in the mood. We still have about 15 minutes to go.
This is Grace. I did forget to mention something. It was from the natural healing meeting. And being that this is the open forum meeting, that I'm going to say something that I forgot to say, and I will mention it again next time because it's good to repeat very important information. That also, in the Shungite Stone, for those who listen to the natural healing, they have these tiles. They also sell these plates there. They're really expensive. But if you get the tiles, it's less expensive. And you put a plate on it, a plate of food, and you hold the food there for like a few minutes. Actually, hopefully your food won't get cold, but it'll take any toxins out of your food from the plate. I just wanted to state that.
Okay.
And I did listen to the other gentleman, what he said. I believe it was Fred from California that was speaking before,
right,
about the Elodio title. And well, in a different meeting that Gary had from NLA, man, Chris was speaking, and he has a letter on a website where you claim your property as private property and then you don't have to pay the taxes. But I haven't met anybody that's doing this right now, so I have to go back and see on his website if he's doing this himself or if anyone knows.
There are people trying it.
Right, I haven't met anybody that's done it. Or these people that claim to buy their birth certificates. But I think that's another trap of some kind, and I don't know, for some reason I'm really skeptical about that.
No, I don't believe they were buying back their birth certificates.
Well, they were saying that you can get millions of it, but I never heard of anybody doing that before as well.
I've heard of people doing it, one anyway, and got arrested shortly thereafter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So maybe it's not a good thing to do.
No, no.
We got a member of NLA that's fighting a lawsuit against HIPAA.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And he's got the attention of the White House.
That's
yeah,
a good thing.
They want asking him to fax all the documents he's got on his claims that he made on a letter that he wrote. Yeah, he's done followed the chase the rabbit down the hole, and he put together a portfolio of what they've done and how they've done it to the people, to all the regulations, and it all leads back to the Department of Transportation. And he's going in there and claiming to be arbitrator of the whole thing. He's making a claim for every soul
on this planet.
On the planet, because every person on the planet is involved in this. And it's a soul contract that's been made. And he's going in there claiming to be the arbitrator. And the reason why he can do it is because no one's done it. But they can do it. Just like the same thing of the people and the grand jury. We can do it because we're claiming that authority because we're going to do it. And he's the same thing, but he's doing it through the legal system, through the law system, on how they corrupted the people from all the way back to the beginning of time. Pretty fascinating. Pretty fascinating.
He signs his documents with his blood.
Yeah, that's his mark. Yeah, he's got two lawsuits, one for $260 million and another one for, I don't know, $64 million, I think. I'm just waiting to see. He's pretty excited, though. But that's been keeping him pretty preoccupied. That's why he hasn't been doing National Levy Alliance.
I thought
it was pretty, you know, I guess that was a pretty good excuse for being preoccupied. But he certainly knows how to research law. Somebody along the road, you know, pissed him off, and so he went hunting for blood, and this is what he come up with. So, but he claims that it's his calling, it's his higher duty. God trusts him to do what he's doing, so I guess he's doing the right thing for all the people. So if he succeeds, then it will just go hand in hand with repatriation of the people and all the wealth that's been stolen
the
from
Republic.
The people worldwide, really. Worldwide. But you got to think, just the Rockefellers alone is $250 trillion. And we're only $23 trillion in debt. Even though our unfunded liabilities is $150 trillion. And that's only Rockefeller. So, I mean, Trump's already signed the executive order. Anybody to deal with pedophilia, and no matter where you're at, you got American ties, they're taking your money. You're putting a freeze on it. So he's already locked all that stuff up through executive orders.
I believe in capital punishment for the children.
These people here, you know, we know it's the filthy rich at the top that are doing all this pedophilia stuff because, you know, it's, it's bad. We know God's involved in that because that's the most evil stuff going right now on Earth, harming them children.
Mine is being run by pedophiles and Satan worshippers.
Yeah. But it all ties together. I mean, all this is all related. It all ties together.
I have a question. This is California Fred. The question is, asset forfeiture. How can they legally get away with that when it defies all of the legal process of the common law? Anyway.
Because we don't have a common law grand jury.
Even in civil court procedure, there has to be some, the property can't commit a crime. You know, they claim all crimes are commercial, but that's BS anyway.
Well, your property can commit a crime. You can have a dog. You can have a dog that's your property that goes and bites somebody. Your property just committed the crime.
Yeah, an airplane falls in the White House and exterminates all the Democrats. Yay, team!
I don't think anything's going to get close enough. And I don't even want to think about it or even speak about it. I don't even want to think of those spots.
That's all a
form of... Yeah, I don't want those spines in my neurotransmitter pattern. Give them a reason to come and get me.
Well, good thing you're wearing your shin guide stone.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening. I yield.
Okay, but I want you to remember one thing. If your dog bites somebody, the owner of the dog is responsible. That's the way the law is always written.
Well, that's what I mean. Dog's your property, right?
That's right. So you're responsible for the actions of not keeping your dog on a leash or whatever. But what I'm trying to get at is asset forfeiture. It's relatively a new thing. Now, you got guys that win a little bit of money at Vegas. They're trying to drive home, and some highway patrolman along the way stops them, takes all his money, and then kicks him to the side of the curb. That's the kind of shit going on. And by God, if they tried to do that to Bill Hickok, I think they'd see a bunch of crosses between Vegas and the guy's house.
That's what they call, that is highway armed robbery. Right, because the officers are armed, and they are taking property that don't belong to them. And they have no authority under the Constitution to do that, because we have the right to travel with all our property, persons, and papers and effects. Even though they're federal notes, they're still papers.
Do you guys remember Don Johnson? The actor on Miami Vice, the guy that was too lazy to shave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he set a standard, you know, drug kingpin's boat, drug peak kingpin's car, and look at Coward County, that stupid sheriff driving around a Ferrari. Wonder if he found a razor.
The government funded him. The sheriff has sold out to the government for the money.
Sound familiar? That's how all these local police departments get this nice military equipment.
In Charleston, South Carolina, the sheriff merged with the police, the city police. How unconstitutional is that?
Well, Connecticut's been moving that way for a while now.
Right, but this sheriff there, he's a Freemason, and he's also a bar member and a lifetime FBI membership.
the sheriff is a constitutional officer. And
they all think they are.
Yeah, they are. They're kind of like a...
supposed to be.
A U.S. Marshal is also a constitutional officer. Now, they may not know their power. They may not know how powerful they really are. But the sheriff should be in charge of the police. And his rent-a-cops should all become deputy sheriffs. Then he would have a force. I yield.
Right, but they also have the federal law enforcement training centers, and these are the ones that are conditioning and programming these people to they're being deceived. So
all we need to do is enforce the 10th Amendment. Read your 10th Amendment. It spells out the government only has four powers, the federal government. You know what they are? Piracy on the high seas, international law, forgery or counterfeiting, and treason. Those are the four powers the government can enforce. That is it. They have no law enforcement power. Congress is not supposed to write rules for American citizens.
Right.
But what I'm getting at is if we... If we enforce the 10th Amendment, where do they stand?
Well...
What do you think, John... Why do you think
that's
John...
That's why we're doing what we're doing in NLA, so that we can get the knowledge so that
people,
we can take...
Why
can
do you
take
think John is writing his little book about consent by the governed? If we don't consent, they have no power. And if you understand
right.
the 10th Amendment, they've got no power. You sue them in federal court. That's where the buck stops, is with the individual.
If you don't know your rights, you don't have none.
That's why we are on this call, isn't it, to figure it out?
Yep.
Right. That's right.
And
that's
I want
right.
to.
Exactly.
I'm just still looking
We're
for an answer
together.
On how you crack that blue pill. What is it that people that we're going to be able to say to get people to take this course? What's going to crack that pill?
People are greedy. When somebody finally wins, they'll all hear about it.
Yeah. Well, I did come across a website. It's called the Alarm Brigade. And I don't know how many members they got right now, but it's a national organization. I want to send an email to Jan here and give you his contact information. He just wanted to know, use a go-through, is we can share information with his people and you can share information with their people. You know, you send him an email and he'll send it out to his people, and he sends you an email and you can send it out to your people.
Yes, he said he's opening to listening.
Yeah, he's, coming together, you know.
Okay, the thing I wanted to bring up was this thing about when they seize property is a relatively new idea. Asset forfeiture has only been around for less than 10 years, and it was made popular by that Miami Vice movie. That's when it all started happening. Before that, we never had asset forfeiture. Think about it. It's a relatively new thing, and the courts have gone bonkers with it. What we need to do is asset forfeiture on the federal government. They're not supposed to own any property at all, except 10 square miles of
deed. You're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that, and I laugh now, but Lavoie got killed in what they call their property.
Well, hopefully we're going to end up shutting down a lot of these agencies in the government.
Okay, well, that's about it. This has been the discussion group, and this is the one for, 14 March, It happens every week on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time at the regular Monday night call number. This is Terry. I want to thank everybody for participating. And the opinions expressed were those of the speaker and not necessarily the NLA. And I appreciate everyone very much. Thank you. I hope you come back ready to talk and ready to go at it right away.
Are we having a Friday meeting?
No.
He wants a structured meeting.
Okay. We'll see you guys later.
Have a good night. God bless everyone.
Yep.